welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who have joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you ever wondered what the word hallelujah means? Maybe you've heard it said before, hallelujah. Well, that word means rejoice and praising God. We're going to sing a song called Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Praise Ye the Lord. And that's what we're going to do.
Hallelujah, 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 praise Ye the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah.
Have you ever wondered who can make flowers or who can make the rain fall? I can't do it. Can you? No, no one else but God. It's true. Let's sing the wonder song.
Oh, who can make the flower? I'm sure I can't. Can you? Oh, who can make the flower? No one but God. 'Tis true. Oh, who can make the raindrops? I'm sure I can't. Can you? Oh, who can make the raindrops? No one but God. 'Tis true.
We are going to play a guessing game. I'll give you hints. Then you guess what it is. Are you ready? I am a big, furry animal. I have black circles around my eyes, and my body is both black and white. I live in China, and I eat bamboo. What am I?
Panda bear.
A panda bear. Question 2. I'm a bear that lives in a really cold place. I have snow and ice all around. My fur is white. What am I?
Polar bear.
I'm a polar bear. Last one. I am a big black or brown animal that eats plants, meat, and even from a garbage can. I have long, sharp claws. I sleep for months at a time in the winter. What am I?
Bear.
A bear. A black bear or a brown bear. These three animals all have cubs that they love and protect until they're strong enough to care for themselves. Our story today is about how God took care of a woman and her young boys. Heavenly Father, thank you again for our Bibles. We love the stories in them. Help us learn about you. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus has many helpers. One of them was Elisha. One day, a lady came to Elisha. The lady's husband had died, so she was a widow. This widow had two boys to feed, but she was very poor. The widow needed to pay a man a lot of money. But what was the problem? She didn't have a lot of money. Imagine opening up a purse or a wallet and there was no money in there. The man she needed to pay was not being very kind. If you don't pay me the money, I'll take away your two boys and make them my slaves. That would have been terrible. She would have lost her sons. Elisha, Jesus' helper, felt so sorry for the poor widow. Jesus felt sorry for her too. So Elisha asked, "What do you have in your house?" "Just a bottle of oil," the poor widow said. Well, one little bottle of oil wasn't going to do her a lot of good. If she sold that, she wouldn't get enough money to pay the man. Then Jesus told Elisha what to do. And Elisha then told the poor widow what to do. "Borrow all the empty bottles you can," Elisha said. "Put them in your house, then shut the door." He told her to fill those empty bottles with oil out of her one little bottle. So she and her boys went to all the neighbors and they said, "Can we please borrow some bottles?" And they got as many bottles as they could. They were good listeners. and they put them all over the floor, they put them all over the corner until there were no more bottles to borrow. Then they closed the door just like Elisha told them to do. And when the door was shut, the widow took her little tiny bottle of oil and she started to pour it into a bottle. She thought maybe it would just run out after a few drips went in and it would be all done. But she and the boys watched, and their eyes got bigger and bigger with surprise. Do you know what happened? First, one bottle was filled, and then another, and another. It was a miracle. Every time the widow started to pour her oil in, it just kept pouring and pouring and pouring until that bottle was filled. And then she called her son, "Get another bottle," and she filled it up, and her little bottle didn't run out. So they got another bottle, and they started pouring. Her arms may have been tired from pouring the bottle of oil over and over again, but every time she did, there was more oil until every single bottle they borrowed was full of oil. The widow was so happy she hurried to tell Elisha, and he told her, "Now sell the oil, then you can pay the man, and you'll have enough money to take care of you and your boys." Jesus took care of the widow and her two boys. Together they knelt down and thanked Jesus for helping them. Jesus had used Elisha to help the lady and her boys. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Yes, yes, he is. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse today is Philippians 4:19. God shall supply all your need. When I say God, point up to the God in heaven with your finger. Shall supply all your need. You can hold your hands out flat, like you're providing something for someone else. My God shall supply all your need. Philippians 4:19. Let's try it together. God shall supply all.
Supply all.
Your need.
Your need.
Philippians. 4.
4.
19.
For 19.
We're going to fold our hands as we talk to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For helping the lady.
For helping the lady.
And helping us.
Helping us.
And mommies and daddies.
Mommies and daddies.
Every day.
Every day.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
In our story today, the woman and her boys were so glad that God had provided a way for them to not go into slavery. So our closing song today is Rejoice in the Lord Always.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.